простой вопрос.
What joy is meant in the following words? Constantly rejoice and pray. And how can we learn to rejoice? How can we possibly not rejoice if we are meant for the eternal glory that we talked about? We are meant for eternal love to be in our soul. Indeed, we can rejoice. And we can believe in this because Christ is risen. Do you understand? This is the cornerstone and the foundation of our faith. And if it is so, I know indeed that anything happening to me in this earthly life is just a short moment. And I am meant for the following. Do you understand? If only we could believe in this, how happy we would be. We often pay so much to be operated on. Great. Why do we pay for this? Why? What are you doing? You will be cut with a knife, but we pay anyway. Why? Hoping. And then? Oh, thank you, my Lord. It's not for nothing that Apostle Paul says, the earthly sufferings are nothing compared to the eternal glory that will be opened in us. Such a great meaning has our faith, the faith. This one thing, when I believe that everything happens by chance, someone harmed me, something just happened, and someone happened to be ill, someone happened to be hit by a car, and there is no foundation, but that's a completely different thing when I believe nothing happens for no reason. There is God's providence that is loving and that fully corresponds to the state of my soul as a doctor who maybe gives us some pills, injections, which are unpleasant to us, but there's no other way. The same thing with the dentist. But however we dislike it, we know that that is being done for our benefit, for our good. So how we are different, we, the believers. A believer believes that God is a doctor. So God is not someone who punishes us. God forbid to think that God punishes for this and for that, and here is your punishment. No, we should understand this great Orthodox truth. God is a doctor, and everything that happens to us is nothing but means or tools that God uses for our good. If I fall in a puddle, splashing everything around me. It's like a movie. It did happen by chance. Everything that happens to us happens in order for us to come to our senses. Can you understand? It's not just some pill or something. This happens for us to come to our senses, to make us think. When Prophet Iona was sent to Nineveh, there's a voice of God saying that there would be 3 days to go and Nineveh would be destructed. And Prophet Iona kept going around the city and telling people about this. But 3 days later, what happened? The king came out from his throne. He took off his clothes and he repented in the way the tradition said. All the people stopped eating, they started fasting. There were 50,000 children, even animals ate nothing. Can you imagine the situation? Nineveh repented. And and it kept existing. It wasn't destroyed. So in the same way, everything that happens to us is not just a cure. It is a cure in what way? It is for us to come to our senses and to repent. We shouldn't look for someone to put the blame on. Who hurt me? Who complained on me? We are unbelievable. Anything happens to us, and I am deeply convinced that there are bad people around me who are to blame for everything, and I am such a purified and innocent person. So as long as I feel that I am so innocent, I will not be healed. The situation will get worse, because if we can't be cured by some pill, then the medication will get more and more severe, and it comes to the time when we have to be operated. So everything that happens to us is the action of wise and loving God, who urges us to change our life. The word repentance from Greek metanoia or metania means, word for word translation, it means the change of mind, of thought, the change of life. Here is what happens. So this belief that everything that I suffer, this is the way that I am being healed. This is not punishment, but love. What does it give me? So I'm on my bed, ill, and now a doctor comes to me who can help me. What is it? The joy. And there's someone else on his bed, ill as well, and there's no doctor for him. He doesn't call for a doctor. No doctor, no God. What is better? Here's why Apostle Paul says, always rejoice, rejoice, pray, turn to God. He is ready. He says, I'm here at your door, standing and knocking, and to them who opens to me, I will come, and I will have a feast with them. You see, what joy gives Orthodoxy, where in the afterlife, no, here in this earthly life. So indeed, constantly rejoice.
А не где-нибудь, потому верно, непрестанно радуйтесь.